Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. Shell has announced a shock jump in its profits, nearly triple what it was last year, and it sparked calls for a windfall tax on oil and gas giants to help families struggling with the cost of living crisis. The Standard's reporting on Thursday how Royal Dutch Shell has published underlying profits of $9.1 billion, that's £7.2 billion, for the first financial quarter of this year. And the shock? Well, those profits are up 43%, all thanks to soaring oil and gas prices. Now, there are calls for a one-off tax on the likes of BP and Shell. It's being suggested could bring in £9 billion for the Treasury's COVID-ravaged coffers. It comes after BP announced another huge earnings jump to $6.2 billion. And to make sense of today's announcement and those figures, we're joined by the Standard City editor, Oscar Williams-Groot. Oscar, this figure is huge for a single quarter. What's the breakdown, the significance, and how does it compare to the previous quarter?
In terms of how it compares to the previous quarter, that's probably a good place to start because it gives you a idea of how big profits are normally. So in the last quarter, Shell's earnings were actually $6.4 billion. So while this is a huge jump, about 40% above where they were in the last quarter, this business usually is churning out huge amounts of money. It's worth about $170 billion altogether. So it's no surprise that they are, you know, making such large earnings. Now, in terms of how that breaks down, they have lots of business lines. They both drill up oil from the ground, they sell it at petrol stations, they make it into chemicals that they then also sell, and they trade on the international energy markets. Now, the biggest increase in profits actually came from the chemicals business. That's experiencing the same sort of disruption that a lot of commodity markets have seen since the invasion in Ukraine. So there's strong demand for that. But obviously, they did see a increase in their profits from the oil business. Oil prices are going through the roof, and that's obviously good for a company like Shell.
The news of these profits will surely leave a bad taste for many people at a time when millions of Britons are on the verge of fuel poverty. Is that just capitalism, or do you think there's any appetite from the government for further taxing energy giants?
There's two questions there. There's one which is, you know, is it capitalism, and one is there the political appetite. In terms of is it capitalism, it is pretty much. That is how the system works. And Shell would argue they were actually in a very bad position 2 years ago. If you remember, the oil price actually went negative briefly due to cratering demand during lockdowns as the pandemic struck. So that was a really tough time for Shell. And you could argue that they're essentially just seeing lumpy profits rather than artificially high profits in general. They're getting a kind of windfall from missing out 2 years ago. But as you say, that won't really wash with most members of the public who are seeing their bills soar and seeing the likes of Shell make loads of money. In terms of the political appetite, so far it seems like the government don't want to introduce a windfall tax because you'll remember that they're of course trying to deal with their own energy security strategy, which means that they have to develop new forms of renewable energy strategy and make sure that they have enough oil and gas to get them there in the short run. So really what they want to see is these oil and gas giants like BP and Shell invest these huge profits into green renewable energy projects that are going to pay off in the years to come, as well as making sure we have enough oil and gas while we go through that transition. But this morning, it's interesting to see that Kwasi Kwarteng, the business secretary, did tweet rather pointedly saying that he wants to see these companies start to invest more in these types of projects. So if we see continued large payouts without equally large investments, we may start to see a change in tone from the government.
And so what is Shell saying in response?
There is a statement from CEO Ben van Beurden. It's rather mealy-mouthed. He's essentially saying, you know, we're balancing a lot of different things here at the same time. You know, we're talking to government about energy security. At the same time, we are trying to keep our shareholders happy. At the same time, we're also thinking about the renewable future and keeping oil pumping for the here and now. There's nothing incredibly bombastic there, but you can understand why. He's walking a very fine political tightrope, so he's unlikely to want to say anything too controversial either way.
How have oil prices been affected by Russia's invasion of Ukraine?
In terms of why prices are rising, there's two reasons, really. One is because a lot of people have stopped buying Russian oil. In the case of people like Shell and BP, that's a voluntary decision. They've said that they are not going to buy any more, it's called Urals oil, because they don't want to be seen to be fueling Putin's war machine, which is the charge that Ukraine has levelled against a lot of people still trading with Russia. Now, how that affects international prices is basically oil is a commodity, so there's generally a kind of unified price for oil. If I can't get Russian oil, I can just supplement it or replace it with Norwegian oil, with oil from the US. And therefore, the loss of supply from Russia simply puts up the price of it on the international market, and other people will try and bid against you for the supplies that you may have relied on before for at a lower price.
Perhaps there's a moral argument for Shell's obligations, because could such huge sums earned be considered war profiteering?
I think it's unfair to say that Shell or BP is war profiteering. They've actually been pretty surprisingly bold in their actions towards Russia since the invasion of Ukraine.
Is there any sign that Shell has made good its promise to exit the Russian market? Could you also give us a bit of background on that?
Both BP and Shell announced that they are withdrawing their operations from Russia. They've said that they're going to stop buying Russian oil, which goes above and beyond, you know, what's legally proposed. And these are not small decisions. BP said this week that they are taking a $25 billion hit from exiting Russia. Shell have put their costs at about $5 billion. So these really are massive decisions, and it's unwinding businesses that have been there for decades. Now, there has been some controversy around Shell because there's been some suspicions, charges that they may still be buying some Russian oil that's blended with other products, so that a so-called Latvian blend, where if it's less than 50% Russian oil, you don't have to classify it as Russian oil. There was a suspicion in the market that this was going on, and in fact, one of the Ukrainian officials wrote to Shell in a letter that was leaked to the Wall Street Journal accusing them of fueling Putin's war machine. But Shell have pushed back strongly on this and denied that they are doing this practice. So I think that there is a real concern about this.
And finally, the other big city story today is the Bank of England interest rate rise. What will this mean for the pound in people's pockets?
Well, the Bank of England is expected to put rates up by 0.25% today, which would take the UK's interest rate to 1%. Now, this has been pretty widely expected because of the inflation that we're seeing here in the UK. It's at a 30-year high and expected to go even higher. We could see it peak above 9% or maybe even 10%, which is levels not seen in our lifetime. How it will affect the pound? Well, a higher interest rate should theoretically automatically attract more investors to the pound because you can earn higher rates of returns. But this isn't happening in a vacuum, and we are seeing rates rise around the world. So just overnight, the US Federal Reserve put their interest rate up by 0.5 percentage point, which is the biggest rise since 2000. That's because we're seeing inflation all around the world. So in general, I think it won't have a huge impact on the pound because it's happening all over the world. But it will put up mortgage rates if you are on a variable mortgage, which actually most people these days are not. So for the majority of mortgage holders, you won't see a change tomorrow.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back on Friday at 4 p.m. with an election special.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.